cannot reiterate this enough for everyone. If you can't respect people, and people can't respect you, then you remove yourself. A grown adult that has changed, evolved, and continued growing learns from their mistakes, their discretions, you know, their F-ups, and they change for the better. What's not okay is extending your hand out and being belittled, chastised. Don't tolerate verbal abuse from people. Someone is yelling at you, raising their voice at you, and they can't hold a normal adult conversation, then you remove yourself. Period. And if people can't change, then that removal is permanent. Life is short. People have got to respect other people. This goes back to, if you don't agree with someone, it's like that gentleman on the phone I was on the phone with. I extended olive branch and I get smacked with a pine tree back. As the gentleman screaming, you know, and yelling, top of his lungs on the phone, taking out emotional things that have nothing to do with me. That's verbal abuse. Will not put up with it. I allow people, if they need to vent, you know, I'm a changed person and I have no problem allowing someone to get their emotions out because I think it's healthy. But if you do that time and time again, and you do that to me time and time again, I will not stand around, listen to it. That's not okay. And it's a form of verbal abuse. It's not okay. It's really not. You know, I like to see the good in people and change. And, you know, I will not resort back. I have had my own screw-ups and mess-ups in my life, and I will not resort back to my own wrong behavior because I'm a grown woman and I am changing and I have changed for the better. And no matter how someone pushes me, I will not resort back to that. That's a level of strength coming from a strong-ass person. And I'm a strong-ass woman, but I will not tolerate. If I reach out to you in any way, shape, or form, and you lash back when I'm trying to be as sincere and open and having normal adult conversation, and if you feel the need to lash back, raise your voice, and start verbally cursing and whatnot towards me, that's not going to be tolerated. That's not okay for anyone to do that as an adult. We've all done that before, but if you continue in that pattern, that's not the right way to live. That's not the right way to be. And I look at people who do that as they got some serious emotional baggage that they need to reflect and figure it out. Take a vacation, pour yourself into a book, go see third party, neutral party, whether it's a counselor or whomever, someone from a church group, whatnot. You know, it's not okay. You don't act like that towards people. We all screw up, but change people, they show they're changed by their actions. Words mean nothing. Actions mean everything in this world. Remember that. You know, you deserve the best. We all do. Don't settle. Don't care the connection. If it's the Pope reached out to you, or you're talking to the Pope, and he's talking to you in a way that's not adult, then you don't have to put up with that either. Learn to respect yourself, draw your lines, know your boundaries, and people will respect you back. What you allow and how you allow people to treat you, and if it's less than what you deserve, then you need to rear yourself back and figure out why you're settling back down again at that totem pole, because you don't deserve that. You deserve the best. Don't forget it.